It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers achieve lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I get to those Mecum auctions, those antique tractor auctions where they bring those finely restored tractors down the line and sell them for fairly high prices usually. One of the restorers who brings tractors all the time came up to me the other day and he said, there's an example of lubrication domination. I looked at him a little funny and he said, I've heard your commercials. And he said, I use Mystic Lubricants when I restore a tractor. I asked him, well, why worry about it? You just sell the tractor and get rid of it. He said, oh, no. He said, I don't want somebody coming back and saying you could have done a better job. And he said, I cannot do better than Mystic. Like Mystic's JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your equipment is 3 days new or maybe three decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King says he worries we could be headed in America toward another civil war. In his tweet the other day, Congressman King said, America is heading in the direction of another Harper's Ferry. After that comes Fort Sumter. King was referring to the opening attack on Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor in the spring of 1861, the beginning of the Civil War. King's concern is that the U.S. could be heading for another violent internal conflict, and that's been echoed by some popular commentary voices in recent days after two administration officials were driven from restaurants because of opposition to their political views. Congressman King, a native of Storm Lake, Iowa, represents the northwest part of Iowa in Congress, a district that includes Sioux City. From This Week in Agribusiness, that corn crop growing out there still looks remarkably good at this stage, with some notable exceptions. And farmers in Missouri, no doubt, would hasten to set me straight. The Missouri crop this week is rated only 46% good to excellent, in contrast to the corn crop nationwide being 77% good to excellent. Growing conditions have also been less than optimal in Texas and North Carolina. In Illinois, though, 83% of the corn is good to excellent. Wisconsin is even better, 87% rated that way. Ohio has a tremendous crop growing over there. One farmer in the state told me day before yesterday the Ohio crop looks too good. The farmer commented he'd rather have some early stress in corn to send the roots deeper. And he added, I sure hope we get rain in July and August. What are your chances of getting hit by lightning? Well, only about 30 people a year die from lightning strikes, but many, many more are injured. And this is interesting. The Weather Service says 8 out of 10 lightning fatalities are men. Mrs. Armstrong weighed in on this, of course. She said, we have enough sense to get in out of the rain. Oh, you talk about a civil war. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.